Care Coaches Insight continues. We're talking to JCN right now, which is brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. And the Charger boys head coach, Corey Knoll, joins us. The JCN boys on the season now 9-6 and 7-4 in the Northeast Kansas League. Two really tough league games, Coach. You fall at Marhill Mount Academy by 3 on Friday, and then you win over Horton by 4 this week on Tuesday. So, man, two really knockdown, drag-out games. You win one, you lose one. How did you feel like your team played overall here in these last couple?
Yeah, I've been pleased with the trajectory we've been on. You know, since our midseason tournament, we kind of hit a lull, and then since then, we've continued to see. My message has been, you know, just continue to see growth and continue to improve and build on some things. I think we've done that, and it was nice against Horton to kind of see some of that come to life a little bit and end with a win. I thought our Morehill game, we're trending in the right direction, just still a couple mistakes away from winning that one and getting two big wins, but 1-1 and two tough games, you know, you can't complain about that.
A couple things that I noted about your game against Horton, I was looking at the box score. One is you played a really good second half. You're kind of having to play from behind for a lot of that game until it was back and forth there in the second half, but you shot 19 out of 24 free throws. That's a really good sign, Coach. You can shoot free throws that many and at that clip, you're going to win a lot of games.
Yeah, for sure. That was a big point of emphasis. I thought with our Morehill game on Friday, you know, you look at a lot of stats. We led a lot of the categories of stats except for fouls. We fouled them 25 times and they fouled us 10. And that was kind of the difference in the game is they were able to knock down free throws. And so that was one of the points of emphasis is on Tuesday, we got to make sure we don't foul, but at the same time, try to get to the free throw line and then convert on some of those opportunities. And I thought we did a really good job of that against Horton.
Five games left, all rematches, all in the Northeast Kansas League. That's kind of crazy, the fact that we only have five games left, and I think you'll have three of them next week. Your next game coming up on Thursday against McLouth on the road. So, man, as I mentioned, there's a lot to play for right now, not only the league final standings, but sub-state. I know people starting to look ahead at that a little bit, potential matchups, making sure you know there's a home game and how things might shake out. So, what are your thoughts, I guess, for your team as you look ahead here at the upcoming schedule?
For sure, yeah. We're taking it one game at a time, but, you know, it is kind of hard not to, you know, start checking out the sub-state and league standings and stuff. And right now our goal is just to kind of host that first-round game. You know, it's a big help when you get to play at home. We want to play at home, and we're kind of sitting right now on that border of 4-5. So we want to make sure we end on a high note. And you know, if we take it, told them if we take care of these games coming up and just continue to win out and improve and those sorts of things, we'll get to host that sub-state game, and that's big for us.
McLouth, Oskaloosa, your next two opponents, beat them earlier this season pretty handily, but it's always tough for that second time around, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, same with the league, you know, we play everybody twice. And so, you know, if you lose the first one, you come back with a different game plan the second time around and you never know what that might be. So I saw McLouth, had a pretty close, game against Valley, the prior night or their last game. And Valley, I thought, been playing really, really good basketball. We've got their last couple films because we kind of followed them through Liga here, lately. But, you know, if they can compete with Valley like that, we know that they can compete with anybody.
Well, best of luck. Some big games, as you mentioned, coming up. Hopefully some wins as well. We'll look forward to chatting about them next week. Coach, thanks for your time.
I'm good. Appreciate it, Justin.
Coach Corey Knoll of the JCN Charger Boys here on Care Coaches Insight.